The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I will make you a prediction, George, which is that we will not do the airstrikes alone.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, that little snippet you heard right there. Samantha Power, ambassador, U.S. ambassador to the U.N., part of the Sunday Swirl. She was on ABC talking to George Stephanopoulos. And boy, oh boy, it is all about the coalition, isn't it? We can't get away from ISIS, and there's some more shocking revelations that keep coming out each and every day. We hear some more horrific stories. I think the latest twist, though, goes back on the president's shoulders, and that comes from Leon Panetta, the former defense secretary, as he says he and several other high-level officials in the Obama White House, including Hillary Clinton, who was then Secretary of State, urged the president to arm moderate Syrian rebels back 2 years ago. But he didn't want to do it, feeling like those guns could end up in the wrong hands. Now here we are, $500 million later, and a coalition that we are essentially leading, doing that very thing, only we're doing what is being called extreme vetting to try to make sure we get the right rebels, which we know there's no rhyme or reason as to who may do what once we arm them. But this could have been done 2 years ago because the ISIS was a very big threat. Remember James Foley, the American journalist who was beheaded? His friend Tom Risen told us here on America Tonight that that was one of the reasons why Foley was where he was, because his brother was serving in Iraq and told him there are things that are happening here that you just that we don't hear about that you wouldn't believe. And one of them was this group. And look at this group and what they've done. Terrorized and murdered so many people. Separating families, killing the men a mile down the road, holding the women hostage, essentially, and either raping them or selling them to other people. Or trying to convince them to become part of their crew. So help is on the way. But at what cost now at this point, when you think of what we've already invested in Iraq and sadly how much blood, sweat, and tears has gone into it and where we sit now at this point, but what choice do we have? Certainly no boots on the ground, and I know you agree with that. But will it come to that? We can't answer that question. Will there ever be a vote for that? Will something happen that we just have to step up and don't have a choice? Already we know that slipped out of the lips of General Martin Dempsey last week, so it has been discussed, even though we keep hearing again and again and again. I mean, no boots on the ground, no boots on the ground. It's the thing we hear the most of. At this point, while we're waiting to see who really is jumping in, who's really gathering what and throwing it into the middle, because that's what it's like. You're taking this part, I'm taking this part, we're doing airstrikes, you're doing some airstrikes. It's not just the United States. So the ambassador has been making sure that people know that, that it's not just America, and that's that little tiny bit you heard right there, that there is actually support from 40 countries. But the extent of what their support is and who the countries are, we know some of the obvious ones, she won't say. And says only it's up to the individual country. Now, France last week jumped on board with the U.S. in airstrikes against the Islamic State. There was targets in Iraq. And Saudi Arabia is offering to help train some of these fighters. But what some of the other countries are doing isn't really that clear. Not that clear. Republican Pete King got up early Sunday to be on one of the shows. He was on Fox. He said, I don't know why the president says up front, we will not put boots on the ground. Why take that off the table? Because the American people are war-weary. So we don't want to hear that. Didn't we just get out 2011? Aren't we just getting out of Afghanistan? We don't want to hear that. But Dempsey let it slip, so we know that that is a possibility, that we eventually might need troops. California Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff said that Obama as commander-in-chief makes the final decisions and argues that the U.S. military occupation in Afghanistan doesn't solve the problem of getting rid of terror groups and stabilizing the country. Well, no kidding. Absolutely. It hasn't happened. So we're not going to do the airstrikes alone. That's what the ambassador says. So who has our back? Who else is going to hit those targets besides a little bit of the French? Turkey. Now, Turkey, right there along the Iraqi and Syrian border, did you know they have the second biggest army in NATO? And there's a U.S. Air Force base right there. But the Turkish government hasn't agreed to anything. They haven't agreed to participate other than humanitarian aid, because they've got a lot of pressure on them from a couple different directions. The president addresses the assembly on Wednesday morning at the UN, talking about the Islamic State. And there are all those countries that are in town. It's a very, very big deal. A very big deal. Also a very, very big deal for the UN anyway, and because there's so many in town this week piggybacking on ISIS and the other issue, climate change. There was a huge march in New York on Sunday, over 300,000 people, including some celebrity types like Leonardo DiCaprio. Other political people were there. And it was a march to say that, you know, we've moved beyond the science and now let's get something done. Let's get something done, because the summit, the climate change summit, is on Tuesday, and this crowd really was big. I mean, it was definitely 300 or so strong, probably even more than that. I mean, how do you count the crowd? But it was jammed. They call it the canyons, and if you looked at the canyons in Midtown Manhattan with all the buildings, it was filled with people in between. And that march was to shine a spotlight on environmental issues ahead of the climate summit on Tuesday. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon took part in the two-mile march through the streets of Manhattan, along with Sting and Al Gore and the mayor and all of that. Certainly, it was much bigger, much, much bigger than what happened in D.C. just last year. The New York march was the largest of any in any other countries, and the idea was to raise awareness that there is climate change. But there are many other people who say, I think they got it wrong. What do you think? You can always throw in your 2 cents. I know you're out there alive, thriving, and well. 855-266-5283. I'm jumping over the fence. I'll meet you there. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Out with all of the you coming up, obviously later in the week we'll have what's going on with ISIS and the stuff from the UN and the climate change. Is it? I said this earlier, and already I'm starting to get a lot of emails on it. Fact? Is it fiction? Or are you undecided on the whole idea of climate change or climate farce? Which is it? Tell you what, you get a mountain of information on all of it. You really do. I say I'm a capitalist, so I think the people on some of the exaggerated green side have made a ton of money. But then you go and you dig a little bit deeper, and I'm all about the facts. Show me the facts, and then you can convince me. But a couple of people that were in the Obama administration, one a scientist in energy, a physicist actually, said that the what's happening with the humans is 1%. And he doesn't understand what the numbers are, where those numbers are coming from, because they're not correct. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan. Ah, there he is.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. Okay, look, this global warming bull hockey, it's the last stand of the Communist Party. That's where all the little communists went, was into the environmental movement. And the UN is supporting it in the worst way because they want a source of funding. they're tired of taking handouts from other people, and they want to have their own little stores. So they're pushing this for all they're worth, along with Al Gore and his little crew doing the same thing to play the game. And then there's ISIS. The president said no boots on the ground, but what about tennis shoes? Could we sneak around? Maybe
but I'm pumped. I like that.
Okay. And next on my little list is P.W. Goodell. I told you after he had a little talk with the women, he'd come up and make a little speech, and he did. And now they're going to come up with a little thing. Look, bottom line is the owners want to get back to playing football, and they're willing to sacrifice situations such as putting forth programs to govern the play of the players and their reactions on how they live on and off the field to a point. So they'll go along with this little routine. But what they really want to do is get back to football, and they're not going to get rid of Goodell. He makes them too much money. He's good, okay? And the last time I was
little... He's weak. He's good for the owners, but he's a weak guy, Dan.
He's good
come
for
on.
The owners, but don't worry. He got his little head right. He had a little talk with a girl. OPW is in the driver's seat now.
Yeah. He did what he had to do, right?
He did his little mea culpa, and so he'll be there. And my last little thing for you is I think tomorrow's going to be a bad day at BlackRock on the stock market. Financial markets in the Orient went down the tubes, and you don't want to be the last person there when you call your broker and say, sell, and he says, to who?
Yeah, so that's a good idea. You know what you do when it's like that? You roll it into cash. Thanks, Dan. If you're worried about the markets, you roll it into cash. There's, you know, I say this all the time. He knows this. If when you're talking about the stock market, you're gambling. I mean, it's a crapshoot. You're at the craps table. In any portfolio, and I am not a financial advisor at all, but of course you have to diversify the risk because you get hit the highest of highs and then the lowest of lows because, you know, the market bottoms out. Things happen, and it's based on, so much of it is based on news, negative news. When things happen, the markets can tank, and we have certainly seen that, and we've seen big drops over the years. Unfortunately, for most people, if they have a decent job and it's connected to a 401k, well, then you have money in a basket of stocks in the stock market, which is, you hope, you're in and out the right time and it's gaining you some money. So you're making a little more with that money because it's matching or whatever it is. And so you care. That's why when we talk about the stock market, if somebody says, well, who cares? I mean, I'm not some rich person. It's not about being rich. It's not at all. There are people that have had a very little bit of money invested and have done okay because they've been able to make extra money that way. I mean, that's the whole idea. If you follow the markets and you follow the 401ks and all of that. And when it really tanks big, people see that massive hit they take. 2008 was a great example of that for a ton of people. You know, actually, after 9/11, that really messed up a lot of people. As many of you know and have called this show to talk about, it's messed up businesses. It messed up a lot of fates and fortunes of people because, and not people that were necessarily loaded, people that this was good because they had enough. They had enough to retire, and it tanked. And so you have to watch the news and see what's happening and pay attention here on America Tonight, because all the stuff that we talk about affects those markets. Coming up on our weekly re-rack, Jared Brew joins us, and Jared is a crisis communications guy who talks about the Goodell scenario, and really this is what happened. They blew it. You have all this money in the NFL. Wouldn't they have somebody solid that they went to immediately if you have any kind of a crisis, a pro who knows the way to spin it around quickly? There are many people that fill that role. And he talks about why, you know, how crazy it is that didn't happen and what could the repercussions be. Goodell's not 100% safe. He's had a job for a very long time. But as long as the owners, Dan is right in that, as long as the owners are making money and their team keeps going up, like you saw what happened with the Bills, as long as the value goes up, then they're not going to complain, because that's what the commissioner does. Tries to do what he can not to have a lot of controversy, but really it's what the team is worth and what the tickets are going for and people watching it. So if the person who's the commissioner is keeping that ship steady, then they're not going to get any complaints. If that starts to get rocked, the advertisers, if the advertisers threaten to pull some of the big advertisers, that would be disastrous for Goodell if that happened. If they pulled the plug and went in a different, said they were going to go in a different direction and made him absolutely the guy who took the fall, then that's it. He's not going to hang around. And you could make the argument about why do we have to have a commissioner in baseball that's loyal to the owners, but that certainly is the case, and that's the case in a lot of leagues. That's why you have players associations and the player side of it, as they try to do what they can to stick up for the player's point of view, let's put it that way. I think the craziest thing that happened heading into the weekend was this guy who jumped the White House fence, had a knife, and wanted to see the president. How does he jump a fence, run 70 yards across the North Lawn, and gets all the way to the door? Omar Gonzalez, he's from Texas, and he, of course, is charged with unlawful entry and other things, other offenses in what happened, and he's going to be in a federal courtroom on Monday, but he scaled the fence 10 minutes after the helicopter carrying the president and his daughters lifted off the south grounds for Camp David. Homeland Security is saying it was astonishing at a time of concerns of terrorist attacks. Someone could actually get into the White House without being stopped. And, the guy leading that committee, Congressman Pete King, said the intrusion was absolutely inexcusable. And I agree. I don't see how he got that far. And sadly, this guy was a decorated war guy who, when I say war guy, had been in Iraq. He had done a couple of different tours. How did he successfully get that far? It took him 20 seconds. It took 20 seconds for Gonzalez to sprint from the fence to the White House. Wow. And his blade, 2.5-inch serrated blade he had. Mm-mm-mm. Jared Brough next on ATN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
The nonsense that's going on in the NFL is absolutely unbelievable. I call it the No Fooling League because I don't know who they're fooling. I don't know who does their PR. I just don't understand. For a league that in some ways they have such tight control, how is it that they allow these things to constantly happen? So it's like a blooper reel, but serious things, serious accusations, serious charges, and they're really dropping the ball as far as I'm concerned, without a doubt. The latest thing is from the Minnesota Vikings. They admitted they made a mistake as they changed course again on Wednesday. Running back Adrian Peterson was placed on the NFL's exempt list, barring him, of course, from all team activities until his child abuse case is resolved. In our virtual green room, Jared Bro from Bro Communications, and he has a thing called When It Hits the Fan. Jared, they should have hired you because it has officially hit the fan when it comes to the NFL. This is craziness. I don't understand. Please explain.
And this is a classic case of when powerful people fail to manage a crisis and fail to communicate effectively in a crisis. And by not doing the right thing up front, the crisis gets worse. So in this case, what you're seeing is this whole calamity that you're talking about happened because Roger Goodell did not make the right decision with Ray Rice. And if, in fact, Ray Rice told Goodell, yeah, I punched my girlfriend in the face, and if, in fact, video existed within the NFL, which earlier Goodell told CBS it didn't, if all these things are true, wow, you've got a colossal failure of the person who's supposed to be the leader. And one of the things I've been calling for is the fastest way to solve this without getting yourself fired, Roger Goodell, is to suspend yourself for 1 year, just like you did Sean Payton. When he fired Sean Payton, the New Orleans Saints coach, it wasn't because Sean Payton knew Bountygate was going on in the defense, it was because as the leader, Sean Payton was supposed to have known everything going on in his organization. I see a lack of congruency here by Roger Goodell, Kate.
Yeah, I love that. Congruency, there is none. He is not the glue any longer. And you and I both know this. There's so much money that's pumped into the NFL. And now you have advertisers like Anheuser-Busch, not saying they're pulling just yet, but saying they're concerned. And they're not the only ones. McDonald's and the list goes on and on and on. Now, this is where I think the owners would get a little bit nervous. Do you think, because I doubt he'll, I love your idea of suspending himself for a year, but I don't think he'll do that. Do you think the owners eventually will turn on Goodell and there'll be more pressure for him to leave if we keep seeing these advertisers sort of teeter on threatening the NFL?
You're exactly correct. The owners will eat their young if necessary in order to protect the dollar. And the interesting thing is, in my line of work, which is crisis management and crisis communications, my counsel to all the executives I work with is to understand that the whole purpose of crisis management and crisis communications is to protect both your revenue and your reputation. So when you have those executive meetings, you're supposed to say, if we do this, will we harm our reputation? If we do this, will it hurt our revenue? If we make the right decisions morally and ethically, you always preserve your revenue and you always preserve your reputation. And it is confounding to the fans right now that is so blatantly obvious that the decisions made just in the past few days, especially with Adrian Peterson, all come down to the fact that the revenue is being lost. Well, they should have seen that up front and made the decisions up front rather than this reversal that we see, which makes them look weak and which is a sign of chaos and a loss of leadership.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It is a sign of chaos. I agree with you. Then the one thing he does when we're talking about Ray Rice, because this has become now a massive social conversation, even for people who don't like football, don't know the NFL, don't care about the NFL. I can't believe it, but there are some people like that, Jared. So this is part of the conversation, and it's exploded, the whole domestic violence thing. So then Goodell turns around and he hires several women schooled in this area to advise the NFL, to actually be a part of the plan for the future, which was, I think, in a way, a smart thing, but it looks like, okay, now that we're stuck, I've got to come up with something because my boat's stuck in the mud and we got to push. We got to push it back and get it off the barge right now, off of the sand right now to try to figure out a way to steer in the right direction. Maybe if he had done that in the very beginning, I think it would have looked better, but I guess it's better than nothing, eh?
It's not better than nothing, and the reason I would say it's not better than nothing is it's smoke and mirrors. It's kind of like you having a fire under your feet right now, and you go, hey, look over there, kitten, like we're all supposed to be distracted. So he used it as a distraction tool to try to curry favor with an audience who was quickly abandoning the NFL. From a revenue standpoint, the NFL has made a real concerted effort to have women's apparel, and they sell an enormous amount of merchandise to females now in a way that was never done 5 or 10 years ago. And it's that female audience who's most upset about the domestic violence issues. He pulled in these four women. It's a nice token thing, but I think it's token. And now it comes out that three of the women are white Caucasian. Only one is African-American, and if I'm understanding what I'm hearing in the media from folks like you, about three-quarters of the players in the NFL are African-American. So other groups are now saying, you got that wrong, too. He obviously is not surrounded by the proper advisors.
Yeah, and that's where I think the NFL really has messed up. And I don't understand that because with all the connections and all the money and everything else that they have, you would think that would be the one area that they would get right. And as you said, you're an expert in crisis communication. So if they hired you at this point, what do you do now? What can he possibly do barring stepping aside, because I think Goodell, knowing Goodell, he does not, I'm telling you, he is hanging on with his fingernails if he has to, Jared, to that job. I don't think he wants to let it go. So what would you advise them to do?
The suspension. I would come out and say I have messed up. As the leader, I should have known. And the harshest penalty I've ever given is to suspend a coach for a year, and I'm putting that on myself. He can walk away. He can take a sabbatical. My goodness, he's making like $44 million a year. It's not like he's going to be hungry for the next few weeks. And he needs to take his medicine. If he doesn't take that medicine, the stronger dose will be his termination. The owners will be coming at him. When a big company like Radisson Hotels pulls their sponsorship from the Minnesota Vikings, all of this attention on the Minnesota Vikings would not be on the Minnesota Vikings if the Ray Rice case had been handled. And there are three or four other players also getting that same type of scrutiny that Andre Peterson is getting. None of them would have gotten this attention if the Ray Rice video from that elevator had not come out. If Goodell had handled it right the first time, it would have been, you know, the story would have been over. Crisis would have been over. Fix it up front, and you don't have to fix it in the back. So my advice to him is, time to take your medicine. Time to give yourself the same penalty that you gave to Sean Payton with my New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, and in a way, then you could come back, and like you said, he's not hurting for money, that's for sure. We're speaking with Jared Breaux, crisis communications expert. And I think this is another thing maybe the NFL underestimated, and I don't understand why. You really emphasize this. It's a different world out there. You and I know that when it comes to breaking stories, opinions, 140 characters, boom, it's out there. There's witnesses, there's people talking about things, there's other things that are added into a story like the Ray Rice situation. The other video, TMZ, gets a hold of a copy of what it looked like from the other angle, and then all of that comes out. And most of that actually first was tweeted out and pushed across in social media. How important is it to realize that when you own a company or you run a huge organization like the NFL?
Social media, when it hits the fan, is just horrible. You not only get the people who are absolutely upset, but you get what is known as the social media trolls who just come in and just vent anger. And that happens to a lot of corporations that are not the NFL. The NFL is unique because it is so universal. Like you said, who the heck doesn't like a football team if you live in the United States? Social media will put pressure on them. The hashtag power, the power, especially on Twitter, to write a hashtag like Fire Goodell is huge. And the coaches and the players' union, they're attuned to this. The players' union is not, they're not in love with Roger Goodell. They will use this to his advantage. The players will use it to their advantage against Goodell. The fans will use it. Eventually, the coaches will cave. It's just a matter of time before these coaches see money walk out the door. The owner of the Vikings is thinking, wow, we have enough pressure that we lost Radisson Hotel, the folks with the name on the banner behind our coach in the news conference. It's just a matter of time before social media, public pressure, even mainstream media. I was looking at Hannah Storm the other night on ESPN, did this tearful plea trying to explain, why is it that I have to explain to my child why certain football players aren't in jail? Again, the attention on all of these football players happened because the Ray Rice issue wasn't dealt with in the beginning. And what you see here with Goodell is what I see in corporations all across the board. It's called denial and arrogance. A leader who is in denial about how bad it's going to get, and a leader who is arrogant and thinks that he or she is above the rules, they always go down, and they go down in ugly flames.
I like it. What do you think, folks? 855-266-8, 855-266-5283. Jared's suggestion, he should take a suspension, put it on himself. Should Roger Goodell do that before they show him the door? What do you think? Jared, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Good talking with you, Jay. Take care.
For virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the Lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for market wrap. So I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
What was built there many of years took hard work to get that. Took a hell of a reputation to put on the line. Men's families, men's lives. On how to actually get acclimated as a pro.
Ray Lewis says only he can do, talking about Ray Rice's reputation and how it's built and how it's built in Baltimore. There's a lot of fallout still happening in the Ray Rice story, of course, with his wife, Janae, blaming the media and an attorney saying that in an appeals process that he had already done what he was supposed to do and had told Roger Goodell, the commissioner, from the get-go what happened, that he had told him the story of what had happened. And as the world turns in, as I mentioned there, the No Fooling League, we'll wait and see how some of these things shake out. For sure, in Adrian Peterson's case, the corporal punishment discussion, and we're going to have some experts on later this week to talk about it, has come front and center as to what can you, how far can you go with spanking, hitting a child, and the argument that it's a culture thing, this is how I grew up, and this is how my son grew up, and this is how the generation before him grew up. That's on trial across America. This started a lot of conversations about it. So it's interesting. The NFL has led to more domestic violence discussions and more corporal punishment discussions, and who knows what else. The commissioner did announce a sweeping, if you want to call it that, domestic abuse and sexual assault policy for the 32 teams. And he had to come out and say something. It had been 8 days since he came out. So as we round the final turn, kind of topping it all off, the never-ending off-field PR nightmare just continued to roll on for the NFL. Goodell comes out on Friday, had to come up with something, and this was the idea. Here's what we got, and this is where we're going, and we can't have the same mistakes happen again. I'm getting our house in order. We're going to have education and training about how to prevent it, and we will go in a much different direction. He said, I'm focused on doing my job. We have a lot of work to do. And the policy is direct response, of course, to all of those high-profile cases, including Ray Rice, the one that Ray Lewis, former teammate, what he was commenting on. And the other thing that everybody is talking about is Adrian Peterson, how he turned himself in on a felony charge of child abuse. Then he was free on bail, and he's waiting to see what happens. And he's on the exempt list, so he's getting paid, while we're seeing that Greg Hardy also was benched for the Panthers. He wasn't originally, but he was convicted of domestic violence this past summer. He didn't play on Sunday, and we saw that here's what happens with these superstars, too. Minnesota loses, Carolina loses. In the end, the family loses, and anybody else who is victimized, and the process is crazy. And I think that the idea of, did the Ravens know of the extent of the Rice incident? That's another thing that keeps being talked about. And the same thing of, what did Goodell know? This is in a very different way, and maybe this is a weak analogy. It's like, it is the Benghazi of the NFL. You know how Benghazi's not going away. It is a nightmare for Hillary Clinton, who was the then Secretary of State. Daryl Issa is not letting it go. He refuses to let it go, the congressman from California. And this is the same with Goodell. When he knew what is not going away, that information is what reporters and people who cover the NFL day in and day out are keep hounding whenever he's out there. They want to know the exact timeline. What did they know right after the incident? How he keeps saying, I got it wrong, I'm sorry, I got it wrong, I'm sorry, but that is not answering the question, and he's going to get hounded about it again and again and again until there is a direct response to that. Once there's a direct response, I mean, then that's a different story. But I don't think the commissioner can distance himself from that criticism anyway. But especially the timeline thing keeps coming back up again and again and again. As much as he can say that he got it wrong, that he's satisfied with how they handled it from the get-go, that he made a mistake in the process, all the other things, he's still going to be stuck answering a lot of those questions until there's a definitive answer. I didn't see the video, which is what he originally said. So he did say that. I didn't see the video. I didn't see that other video because it looked different from the other point of view. And he didn't say that. He didn't say it looked different from the other point of view, but it definitely looked different from the other point of view. And made a difference when you see her smashing her head against the railing inside the Atlantic City casino. And what happens with Ray Rice will be one to watch from the legal perspective. See also, too, what happens. I mean, once he goes through a year, does anyone even pick him up after that? I'm going to say no. He is. It's too tough. I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening. But the rest of the process is going through like a charm for Ray Rice, which is why he was so stunned when he was stung by the second video that came out. He was not expecting that. He wasn't expecting it, and this is what he can't get away from until he answers the question again, definitively. Can't get away from it. Not going to happen. And we'll end this show on, you know, this note that I mentioned earlier. For goodness sake, if we are talking about ISIS and the fact that this terror group could get to us in the United States, and we're hearing one political person after another say that, what do we expect when this guy that I described earlier with a knife gets over a fence, jumps a fence at the White House, makes it through the portico doors, mind you, is carrying a folding knife in his pants pocket, and isn't stopped until he gets to the door. He gets in the door. It's just unbelievable to me. So we're worried about people with passports that say the United States on them, or even other countries, training with the Islamic militants for fear they could come back and do something unbelievable to us here in America. But yet, terrorists are able to leap a fence. And trust me, I've been to the White House several times and certainly walked around the outside of the White House. And it's a big piece of property, but it's not that big. It's no terror. It's easily got cameras and snipers and everything else. But I think it's pretty shaky that a guy could get that far in. Remember, it's like the White House couple that a couple of years ago that crashed one of the White House dinners. A couple not even on the list. How do they get in? So the hits keep coming. And that is scary that someone got that close. And he stopped, and the Secret Service will tell you, well, he was stopped. But that's not good enough. You're getting over that fence, and you're making the dash, and you're making the run, and you're almost in. Especially if the president was on his way out or happened to be on that side of the building. Not a good thing if we can't protect our president in the White House. Especially from somebody doing something obvious like leaping over a net. Now, they're talking about the fact that he did this. It may change the way tourists are looked at when they come to the White House, because you can get a pass to come to the White House from your local congressman or senator. Go to their office, write them or whatever, and they'll give you tickets. So they may shake down the public before they get into the White House. Or remember, they had cut off White House tours after a while when they decided to close the government. So you might put that on your bucket list if you're interested in seeing the White House and get there sooner rather than waiting for that to happen. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.